Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you someone who feels out of control in a certain situation and it's really frustrating you and you wish you had more power in your own life? Well, today I'm going to share how you can feel more empowered in life. And if you stay until the end, I've got an additional question I'm going to ask you to really get you thinking and moving forward. So make sure you're tuned for that as well. So I decided to create a Saturday episode today, just spontaneously, as this idea came into my head. And who knows, I may do some more weekend episodes. I really do love podcasting. That's why I do so much of it. Now, how does this topic relate to me and a little bit about my story on this before we get into some practical tips on how you can feel more empowered? So for me, I've been looking back in my own life and thinking, right, when I've perhaps been frustrated and been trying to control an outcome or situation in my life too much, and it's caused me a little bit of suffering. Now I want to go back to what pain versus suffering is. Pain is inevitable. Pain will happen in life. We're talking emotional pain, physical pain, different types of pain, right? It's inevitable. We're unfortunately going to have heartbreaks. We're going to have losses of people. We're going to have losses of things and circumstances, changes. Like, pain is going to happen. And it's important that we feel it and work through it. But don't stay there. Now, suffering is when you choose to constantly look at the negatives and you're not able to move forward. Now, like, I want to be really clear, you will experience pain at some point, we all do, and it's normal, it's a normal human thing, and do not try and suppress it, push it away and be like, I just want to feel positive because it's just going to come back. Now, I want you to feel more positive, obviously, but pain is something that's going to pop up. Suffering is when you're focusing on the negatives and you're asking yourself the wrong questions, such as why does bad things always happen to me, rather than what can I take from this and really learn and grow, even though I totally understand it can be really, really, really hard in the moment, right? But perhaps look back at a situation in your life when it was really, really hard and think what you gained through that, even if it's difficult. Like, you gained a stronger mental strength. You were able to develop as a person, right? And then when you're suffering, it's like constantly being stuck in a story that is not serving you anymore, telling yourself a certain narrative that's not allowing you to move forward, okay? So I just wanted to distinguish the difference between the two again. And it's also something I learned from Tony Robbins. Now, I've had some things like job losses, not getting the job, losing out on business, the girl I was dating not wanting to date me multiple times, those kind of things. And you can, and I certainly have felt hurt in the process. And like I say, it's really important to process that. And I didn't used to. I used to push it away and it didn't do me any favors. Do you know what makes it worse though? It's holding on to it, having a grudge and being like, oh, I can't control this. Oh, it's completely out of my control. My life's out of my control. And when you come to realize that there are only certain things you can control, like your actions, your attitude and your behavior, it makes you feel a lot more empowered. Okay, I'm going to go through this process, how you can do that in a minute. Think about it though, like when you're thinking about a situation in your life, you're like, I wish it turned out like this. Why is it not turning out like this? I want to change it. When you can't change either the circumstance or the person or both, how does it help you? Honestly, answer that question. And like I say, it can be really, really hard in the moment. But when you keep holding on to it, like, oh, I'm not in control of my life. Ah, like, this has happened to me. How's that story working out for you? Probably not very well. And sometimes, and I've done this unconsciously, like, we don't even realize the voice and the process that's going around in the back of our mind half the time. And this is why I like to create more conscious awareness in this podcast. We cannot control things outside of ourselves. We just can't. And that includes people. You can influence things by sharing your beliefs, your behaviors, your actions, but you cannot control other things. Now, when we do this, I certainly experience it in my life, and I've helped other people. I was actually this was actually prompted by having a conversation with someone as well, and their situation that popped up, a good friend, and they were trying to control a situation, and I was trying to direct them, rather than being from that point of view of telling someone what to do, but trying to guide them to their own answers, as is the method of traditional coaching. I was asking, what do you want and what is in your control? Because that is the more empowering question to ask yourself. And where have I seen this struggle in different areas of life? Well, I've seen people say, that person isn't into me. Why aren't they into me? I really like them. Why don't they fancy me? You have absolutely no right to control how someone else feels about you. End of story. Like, I have someone else's opinion of me, I can influence it by putting my content out, being myself, being authentic, but I have absolutely no right to change someone else's belief about me. Absolutely no right. Someone else's opinion of me is absolutely none of my business. Now, if they're going around spreading lies about me and it gets really, you know, toxic and things like that, that's obviously a different story. But if someone's thinking certain things about me and it's tucked away in their head, then I have absolutely no business with that. So I used to think that, well, I remember being a kid, I used to be like, you've got to think this. This is my idea and I'm right, especially in primary school. But you know, I hadn't developed the consciousness I have now. However, I see adults with this attitude like, no, I'm right, this is the way. And you see it on social media all the time. And I'll be honest, when I started out, I used to be a bit like this. I used to be like, this is the right way. You must do this, you must do that. Well, it's all about guiding people to understanding what's right for them at the end of the day. Another example of this is, and I don't personally have any kids, I'm not a parent, but I've got a very close friend who is a parent coach, and she's awesome. She's killing it in the industry. And she also says, like, parents want to go in and completely directly control their children and tell them what to do. Now, parents love and care for them, their children, and I've been fortunate to have to, and I know not everyone has that in life. But does controlling every single thing a kid does help? Only you can answer that if you're a parent, right? There's influence and there's being the example. And this is what she shares with me. That's another example. So-and-so didn't buy from me. I'm so frustrated. Why didn't I make the sale? If you're out there, you were giving value, you were being your true self and asking them the questions that they wanted that could guide them to potentially the answer without force, without pressure, and they didn't buy from you, that is absolutely none of your business if they didn't buy from you. You know, keep going on with your business, impacting people's lives. But I see this, the frustration. Why didn't I make the sale? And it can be annoying in the time, but we have no right for that outcome. Now, one man I'm going to recommend is actually a former podcast guest to listen to about this. And he talks about consciousness. And he talks a lot about that. He talks a lot about his version of personal growth and spirituality and all that kind of thing. He's an amazing guy, Peter Sage. I've referenced him before. Check him out on YouTube. But he also talks about the stages of development we can go through in life. There's to me. This is where you're very much in a victim mentality, and when bad things happen, it's very hard to, you know, not feel this. I'll be honest. When you're like, oh, life's always happening to me. Why is it harsh? I've caught myself in it very rarely these days, but from time to time, and I've snapped myself out of this. This is when you're like, oh, why is life always happening to me? And all these frustrations. And again, I'm not saying it's easy to get out of this at all. But that's the first level. And you don't want to be in this level for the majority of your life. The next level is by me. This is when you're like, I'm taking control of my life and I'm going to force things to happen. But this is a little bit of trying to get the control you need in life. You're not necessarily blaming life. You're taking responsibility, but you're trying to force things too much. The next level, although it's better than to me. The next level he talks about is through me. This is an advanced good level. This is when you can understand why you're getting rejections and things aren't happening in your life and life's always happening for you. So for example, you lose a job. Well, then life is trying to show you that you're not meant for that job. It's trying to guide you to a new one, even if it's hard. You get dumped. It's trying to show you that relationship was not right. Whilst what do most people do? They go, please, please, please take me back. Maybe if you listen to life and take the lesson, you can start seeing that life's happening for you rather than to you. And then there's a high, crazy level at the top called Asmi. This is when you're like super, super spiritual. And I'm probably not the best person to describe it. I'm very keen on understanding the first three levels. But this is when you feel that everything is one in the universe and you're connected to everything, which would be an amazing, beautiful place to get to. You're kind of talking like monk level kind of thing, meditation and that kind of thing. Some of these world peace leaders, which is amazing to get to. Now, what's it doing for you being in this place of, I need to control this, this and this, rather than taking control of what you can actually control? Ask yourself that question. So let's go through some steps now. And wow, I've talked more than I thought I would on this one, but I'm really, really passionate about this because it's something I've had to realize in my life. So I'm going to give you some steps. The first one, because I like to be practical and give you some ideas and have a go at this, whether it's now or whether it's later. The first one, and again, talking about this, I have no right to actually tell you to do this. All I can do is influence you. And sometimes there's a fine line, but all I'm going to suggest is if you just listen to things and don't take any action, is that really going to help you? Ask yourself that. Okay, so the first thing is list out your challenges. Just get it down on paper. Get it down on paper. You can rip them up, screw them up if you're really worried about someone seeing them after, but just get this down on paper. Then the next step is pick your top 3 to 5. Pick your top challenges at the moment. What are they? Or kind of real worries, the kind of things that keep you awake, or maybe it's not a major thing, but maybe just even the slightly medium, minor ones. And then for each one, I want you to write down about each circumstance, what can't you control in this circumstance? So for example, you're like, you've just been, because this is a very common one, you've just been broken up with. You're absolutely heartbroken and you need to feel that, by the way. You need to go through this. You don't want to suppress it. I did that and I used to go out drinking alcohol and crazy and I feel good in that moment and I felt horrendously down the next day. Even worse, anxiety attacks and everything. So what can you, and again, like, so back to the point, what can't you control about that? You can't control how the other person's feeling. You can't control the fact that it's ended. Okay? Now, what can you control? Perhaps if there was something like a disagreement and there's a chance of getting back together. Now, we won't go too much into the whole relationship dating thing because I would always signpost you to an actual relationship expert. And what I would say is, what can you control? Well, you can control your daily habits. So whether your habits, and you might need a little bit of tender love and care. You might need a little bit of ice cream on the sofa, the cliche one, or just take yourself for a spa day, healthier one, good one. What can you control? Your daily habits, maybe making sure you're exercising, you're meditating, you're journaling it. When you're ready, you can control going out there and dating in whatever method you choose to. That's one example. Another example, right. You lose a job, you get made redundant. And this is closer home for me as well. So what can't you control? The fact you've been made redundant. The fact that the company, or fired, maybe it's fired. The fact the company's fired you or made you redundant, you've lost your job. Okay. What can you control? Well, there may be some degree of influence you can do and only you can make that decision of like appealing or just you know, suggesting why you can stay. And then again, if that's overturned, okay, that's done. You can control going out, looking after yourself again. And that's something you could always do, forming some good habits. You can control talking to someone about it, someone you trust, picking someone you trust to talk about it. You can control looking for other jobs and going out there and putting yourself out there. So start to think about, for each one, what you can't control and can control, and focus on the control. Because when you start, the reason I say list the ones you can't control is because that's going to bring conscious awareness to some of these unconscious habits you're doing, because most of us, a lot of us, tend to focus on what we can't control. So that's the point of this exercise. And then come away with like three actions you can take. Two to three actions you can take from this. What can you take and implement from this? Okay, so that's what I wanted to share with you in terms of feeling more empowered. List of challenges, pick your top three to five out of that list after you brain dump them. Then for each, write what you can't control and what you can control. And then take three actions on things you can control. Okay? So yeah, what are you going to take away? How are you going to implement this in your life? When are you going to schedule this? Okay, so my final bonus tip, I really want you to think about a time when you were in a situation and you felt really good. You were in flow, you were really good in life. Like there's particular areas. Now for me, it's podcasting. I absolutely love podcasting, as you can probably tell. That's why I make at least 5 episodes a week. In fact, 6 this week. So what is an area you really like? And then look at how you're controlling or not controlling things in that area. So for me, I actually pay very, I do look at my numbers because it's quite good for my business model, but I don't get attached to them. Obviously, as someone who helps people with their podcasts, I do have to provide stats and show what's possible. Yet I don't get too attached to it. Especially when I started out, it was all about what can I do, create content I enjoy talking about and other people want. And that's what I was focusing on. So for you, what is it? Maybe we go to the example of passing a test, a driving test. Maybe you were just focusing on, right, what can you do? Turn up your lessons and practice. And then you pass the exam. Now, obviously, we get a little bit attached to the outcome and that can make us nervous. But the majority of things, you would have been focusing on what you can control, which is practicing and doing your test and booking it and things like that. So think about, it's not saying you're not going to get attached to the outcome or look at the outcome at any point, because you will, but it's saying spend most of your time in that control phase of what you can actually control, that's in your control. So think of a good example in your life and then think about how you can apply it to a more challenging time when you feel out of control. So that's what I've got for you today, a bit of a longer and ad hoc podcast. So thank you for listening today and working on you and therefore impacting other people's lives as well. If you've enjoyed today, I'd highly appreciate a rating and review on iTunes so we can reach more people together. Thank you if you've done so already. I appreciate you, and I've got a new saying for you today. Remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.